It's Empower RSA on 95.0 Pili FM, and this one right here is called Struggles Make the Man. Interesting title, and speaking of Empower RSA, we've had his music on our local hour playlist for months on end. And before I got to meet him, I had been saying that local hour is not local hour without Dipinatsa Empower. Because I mean it, and at this point I'm not even saying it because he's here. I even had to go fetch him on his socials personally, get it, dude, I'm a fan. And then recently he surprised me and said, hey, I'll be in Pretoria, can I pop in? So he is here and we're having a chat with him. And yeah, finally, Empower, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lilove. Good afternoon to the listeners as well.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty much chilled.
Yeah.
Excited as well. Happy to meet you. You know, it's finally happening. So yeah. Pretty much chilled. I'm over the moon, but yeah, just chilled about it.
Oh yeah. Now you're a young person doing quite a lot with your life. A student, radio, production, DJing as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did all of this start for you? I mean, how did you know that this is the life you wanted to live?
I think it all started with the love for music. You know, I come from a family that loves music. So radio, I love radio as well. I listened to a lot of radio, heard a lot of house music on radio. And that's the one thing that made sure that I get into production, you know, I get into DJing. So yeah, that's where it all started. Also church. Church contributed a lot to for me being a music producer, because I played drums before I could even produce.
Oh yeah.
Learned instruments. So yeah.
So how many other instruments do you know how to play?
So I played drums, keyboard. Yeah, those two. The others, it's a bit sketchy there, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into your family life a little bit. I mean, for a person as young as you, choosing this industry, that's not usually a pill that goes down so well, you know, with our parents, because for some reason they're against being in entertainment. How did they take it for you when you broke it to them and said, I want to do this?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Now that I'm thinking about it, it hasn't been easy, but inkani.
Yes.
Inkani has always worked for me. So it hasn't been easy. You know, I think I'd had to teach my parents that this is what I want.
Yeah.
Until they became supportive. You know, there's still moments where they still don't understand certain things that, you know, I do.
Yeah.
But like inkani at the end of the day. So it wasn't easy, obviously. Our parents, I think, want what's best for us. But they don't understand that we're so creative, man. We wanna go across the limit.
Yeah.
You know. So in my family, I wouldn't necessarily say that we've had someone who's been into music or done music. I'm most probably the first. And doing all of this, I'm also learning along the way. So I don't need to be held back by my family, you understand? So
yeah.
I guess they had to give in and just support me.
Yeah.
And it's been that.
And the nice thing about it is that you haven't dropped out of school yet. At least you're giving them that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the sound that you make, as I've always said about you, it's unique. It's spiritual for some reason. It speaks to the soul. What inspired this type of music?
What inspired this type of music? I guess, as I mentioned, that I listened to a lot of radio. So around 2011-12, radio played a lot of house music. Your Ed Jazz, you know, your Nick Holders, a lot of that international stuff.
Yeah.
And where I come from, it's like a colored-only area. And they played a lot of that high-tempo music. And I fell in love with that. You know, I fell in love with that kind of house music to a point where, when the transition from the different genres, we went to boom, we went to hip hop, now I'm a piano, I still didn't resonate as much with that kind of music. You know, I've always sticked to my roots. So I accredit that a lot to radio.
You know,
radio did play a very crucial role in me being the person I am today and producing this kind of music. I mean, also, honestly, you know, I still stick to what's been happening back then, and I just bring in my own touch.
Yeah.
Hence the music that you hear.
Awesome stuff. And one thing I love a lot about your music also is the titles that you give to your songs. I know usually it's pretty easy to just come up with a title from lyrical content, but your songs are mostly just instrumental. It's quiet. You can make out whatever you want from it, you know, but the titles are so powerful. How do you come up with that?
Life experiences, honestly. You know, the song you just played, Struggles Make the Man. I'm fairly young, and obviously I come across things, I learn things, I go through challenges, you know. So I make a lot of music based on what I'm going through and based on what others are going through. So being a man is not as easy for any age group of being a man, you understand? Mm. So Struggles Make the Man, I go through some struggles, and honestly I think it's good to embrace them and make music about them. So whenever I listen back in 10 years time, in 20 years time, I'll remember that this song, this was what was going on in my life, you know, and I've overcome that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You said you are from Middelburg, ne? Or Emalahleni?
Middelburg.
Yes. All right. Perfect stuff. Look, you are definitely going places, you know, from Middelburg to the world. I love
it
a lot.
Thank you
so much. Who taught you how to produce? Did someone hold your hand and say, let's learn this, or are you self-taught?
Self-taught. I fiddled a lot with the software, you know, and I guess that's the beauty of it. You know, as I said that I have background in instruments.
Yes.
So when I got to the software, it was easier for me to just navigate that. So I'm self-taught, never had anyone really teach me anything besides, I would say, mixing and mastering. I did sound engineering and I learned the basics of sound and stuff like that, but producing, strictly taught myself.
Really amazing. And as far as the music business side of things, learning about your royalties and monetizing your craft, also self-taught? You did your own research?
Yeah, I was running a record label and I was only 11 years old. The record label is 10 years this year, since 2015.
Hey now.
So Maxnote Media is how I do everything that I do, my publishing and monetizing my music. You know, so I also give others an opportunity. I work with a lot of young producers from this country. And yeah, self-taught really lost a lot of money. Lost a lot of money trying to learn things.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of money trying out things, you know. And we learn. You know, we see people like your Kid Funks, people like your Vinny Da Vinci's who have done it, and we learn from them. We see what they do. We try and do the same thing. We try to do it differently and it works out.
I really love how determined you are for a person your age. You are so driven. Do you have time for a personal life, dating and all?
Ooh, hey, that's a good question. my work ethic is so crazy, it does get in the way of like relationships and everything. But I'm trying. I think I'm more inclined to family. So
yes.
I always make time for my family. Like ever since university closed, I was at home and I told myself that I'm leaving all my equipment back there go university, and then I'll just spend time with my family. So it's been that. I wasn't taking gigs or anything because I really wanted to spend time with family, going out on dates here and there, you understand?
Yeah.
But now that you mention it, it does affect like Mojolo and all of those things. You know? It does affect because I pay so much attention to my work. Like I'm just that guy, man. I love my work. I love my job. I love my life.
I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues a couple of days ago, and his stance was that the way this industry is so insanely busy, as you are also experiencing it, it's better to just date somebody that's in the industry, at least they understand. Or do you think anybody else can make the cut and they can make it work as long as they are understanding as a human being? They don't necessarily need to be in the industry to get it.
As the RT, you know, your woman loves attention, man. We have time to go to bed now, you understand? So I think that understanding will eventually get to a point where she doesn't understand. That's how I feel, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of better to date someone in the industry, yes, but I wouldn't really go for it. You know, I would love to keep my partner and my relationship affairs a little bit more subtle, private and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, but probably it's better to date someone in the industry because now I understand, okay, there's gigs, there's touring, there's everything. But hey, if both of your guys are out, who's taking care of the children at home?
Yeah.
And for someone who's so inclined to family, I'd love to spend time with my children rather than having someone look after them, because I feel like we'll miss that relationship somewhere as they're growing. So I'd prefer to raise my kids and have that relationship with them. So if both their parents are not available, it's going to be a problem, I feel.
Yeah, and it's a valid point. I absolutely understand. So I've noticed a lot with your music, there's barely any collaborations there. Is that intentional?
To an extent, yes.
Why?
I spend so much time alone. You know, I spend time in the dark by myself, listening to music, listening to my own thoughts, listening to what God is telling me, you know. So I don't have as much friends. This guy who's sitting here.
Your bouncer.
My bouncer, my road manager, you know.
He's
more or less been the only brother I've had, you know, throughout in life. You know, so I barely make relationships out there unless it's business.
Yes.
You know, but yeah. So even with working, I mean, I've said in an interview before that, like, I prefer to be in my zone and let what's inside of me come out through music. Yeah, but hey, nama crowd, it's quite a problem. It's quite a problem.
So does this mean you decline collaboration requests when you do get them?
Not even. But I don't go out actively seeking them, you know.
Yeah.
It has to be intentional. Like, if I want to collaborate with someone, there has to be something about you that sparks me, that I feel I need in my music. Yeah, like... right now, I'd love to collaborate with someone like George Leslie.
Ooh, yeah.
Because he's such a musical genius. George Leslie is the guy. You understand? But it would take quite a lot for me to get there. But I'll get there.
You will.
I'll get there. You know, so, yeah. That's just my take on collaborations. But I'm not saying that I turn them down. I don't turn them down.
Yeah.
In fact, last year was when I stepped out of my comfort zone. I've collaborated with New Lexum, Manando, and a few other guys. It's just that the other problem is I'm so busy working on the business side of things that I barely get time to be a creative, you know. So we've done a lot with Max Note Media. So now that all of that is really taking time, so I don't really get time to work on projects and anything like of that sort.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Tell me about Lost in the Moment.
Lost in the Moment. So I gigged in Cape Town April last year, and I met Manando, who loves my music.
Yes.
And so it happened that, yeah, we've just been in contact with each other. Nothing really much happened. He submitted music to my record label. I released it. He was happy with what we did. And then he comes to me. He's like, hey, man, I have this project. This is what he said. It needs your Mr. Fingers touch. Right? So I was like, send it through.
Yeah.
And it happens that he sends it through. Well, I don't open it because I was busy. Very busy at that time. But I think about 3 weeks later, I open it. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He really knew exactly why he needed me on the song. And I worked on it and sent it back to him. And he was like so happy. And yeah, we had to shift it to this year because it was late when I finished it. I think it was around October, if not November, somewhere there. So he actually came up with the title, but I understand why. Because when I was producing that song, when I was doing my parts, playing the solos and the bass line, I was literally lost in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, there's a video of me making all of this. Just go look at my facial expression. You'll see that I was lost in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it came about.
That's really beautiful. And when do you feel the most creative? Like when you sit down and you say, I want to make something. Is it when you're going through something or when you're bored or when you're, okay, I don't want to say this, but hi, maybe. Like, when do you feel the most creative?
I feel the most creative when I'm down.
Okay.
You know, I went through a heartbreak last year. I know. The music that I made from that, yeah, I know. It's proper stuff. But I haven't released most of it. You know, so it's coming out this year. And when I feel like my career is not moving in the direction that I want it to move, that brings me down, you know, because I put in so much work. So I take all of that into the music software and I create. So when I'm not okay, of which people will never tell when I'm not okay, but like when I'm not okay, that's when I get the most creative.
Would you consider yourself to be highly self-critical, if I can put it like that? I feel like you judge yourself a lot.
A lot, yeah. I'm a perfectionist.
Yes.
You know, I'm a perfectionist. But also, I grew up in church and I was in the midst of musicians who played really well. You know, they played jazz. They played all of that stuff on Sundays, soul sessions and stuff. And in fact, I met one of the guys who inspires me, a pianist, producer, McJikis, this past December. So those are the guys that I grew up around. And the kind of quality that they were putting out. You know, when I started into this music thing, I knew that everything had to be perfect. So I have tons of music on my laptop, which I'm like, what am I doing here? And when people hear that, you know, people close to me, when they hear, they're like, dude, this is great. But I'm like, no, it's missing something. You know, so I criticize myself a lot. I think I need to ease up a bit. Yeah.
Please do.
I really need to ease up a bit.
All right. I could talk to you the whole day. I'm absolutely loving this conversation. But tell me, have you ever had a creative block?
I have that more often than not, hey.
How do you handle it? How do you bounce back from it?
I remember the one that hit me the most, I think it was 2020. Yeah. Where I Jimmy Zama Ngazami. And this guy over here recommended a movie to me, which is something I don't do. I don't watch movies. I'm a music guy. I listen to a lot of music or podcasts.
Yes.
So I watched that movie and it just invoked a spark in me. Yeah, boy. So whenever I hit a creative block, I try to do things that I don't normally do.
Yes.
Like maybe want to go somewhere, go outdoor. You understand? Just do something I don't normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's sort of, I sort of like discover something. I'm like, damn, this movie is great. You know, like the plot twist, the characters, whatever. So there's always that one thing. Or just go out, try and meet people. And I'm like, this guy's really interesting. Or this girl's really interesting, you know. And I have people who tell me a lot about their lives, which also like just shifts my perspective. So whenever I hit that creative block, I just imagine someone's story and how they've overcome or how they're going through stuff. And I try to create based on that. And that's how I just get out of that creative block.
You get a lot of inspiration from a lot of places, and that's really fun. You're very open-minded. So from that heartbreak that you spoke about, can we expect an EP or an album? Because there's a lot of projects unreleased sitting in the corner there.
Hey, this one, man, I think the feeling of it helped, but I really don't wanna like publicize things and just leverage from it. You know, I respect people and I respect times and moments you have with people. I had a guy release an EP under my label, which was inspired by a heartbreak, and it was beautiful, and he owned up to that story. But first, for me, there's things about me that I'm like, it's not worth it. I can't put that out there.
Yeah,
but for someone also who's trying to establish a long-term career in this field, you know, so definitely there is music inspired by that feeling, but yeah, the titles won't probably be about that.
Yeah, you know? Won't jump inside too much.
That's a jumpy ski out, man. You know. So yeah.
I understand. Absolutely awesome stuff. Empower, what is coming from you that we can expect in the pipeline? I don't know, in the next couple of months or weeks or even tomorrow, because I think you release every day, the way Nye see things.
So what's coming from Empower RSA, more music this year. Like, yeah, that's the one thing I felt like is needed, you know, more music. So Struggles Make the Man, which is a song you played, is coming out on the 7th of Feb.
All right.
And then the one that you're gonna play, which is Lost in the Moment, that one is dropping January 31st.
All right.
Yeah. And then other than that, we do have a compilation titled Love in Terms of House Music.
Ooh.
Dropping on Valentine's Day.
I love that.
And it's a collaboration between my record label Maximum Media and the Deep House Space, which is one of the biggest Deep House movements in the country. So we dropping a compilation with house music songs that are about love. Yeah. And then apart from that, I want to take the risk for an album.
All right.
Yeah. I want to take that risk. If I die, I die.
I'm looking forward to everything that you know, you're cooking for us in the pipeline. Now, can I put you on the spot?
Okay.
Okay, I need you to do give me a link to your own song. We're wrapping up the interview. Before we do that, where can we follow you on your social media platforms?
So my social media platforms, really, really, really simple. At EmpowerRSA, it's MPOWERRSA. Otherwise, you can check out maxnote.co.za, which is my company's website, and you'll find everything that I do and what the company does. Otherwise, just at EmpowerRSA everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Right, EmpowerRSA signing out. It's been a beautiful chat with him, but let me put you on the spot. 3, 2, 1, go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this that we're about to play right now is Lost in the Moment by myself and Manando. It's a beautiful song playing for the first time on Capital Lunch, Pili FM. Thank you. Enjoy.